Trading Club Update, Week 8. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio reached a new all-time high of $134,039 as of Thursday, February 26, up 34% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. In today's update, we respond to a number of questions from subscribers who experienced an early assignment of their put positions in digital forensics company Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT. This early assignment means that all or a portion of their put sales have been converted into a purchase of CLBT shares before the option expiration date. Update on Cellebrite options position. The first thing to note for subscribers who have been assigned shares on their Cellebrite put position is that no action is needed. If you own shares instead of puts, we expect to have the same position in our tracking account eventually, given that shares of CLBT trade well below the $20 put strike price. In the Trading Club tracking portfolio, we plan to continue holding our current put position through the expiration date or until we receive an early assignment on the position. Thus, any subscribers who followed our recommendation to sell the four Cellebrite puts should end up in the same final position of being long 400 shares. Next, several subscribers have asked why their put position was assigned early, before the option expiration date, and others have asked why only a portion of their puts were assigned early. The key here is to remember that there's always two sides to any trade, and the put buyers on the opposite side of your short put position have the right to exercise their puts at any time up until the expiration date. If the put buyer chooses to exercise their option before the expiration date, this forces the put seller to buy those shares. So it's ultimately a question of what the counterparty, the option buyer on the other side of the trade, chooses to do. In some cases, when multiple puts have been sold, there can be more than one counterparty, multiple different put buyers, on the other side of the trade. As a result, it's possible that some of these counterparties decided to exercise their puts early while others did not, resulting in a partial early assignment on the total position. Next, some subscribers have asked why a trader would make the decision to exercise their puts before the expiration date. In the majority of cases, owners of put options will wait until the expiration date to exercise their options. That's because of the remaining time value embedded into the option price up until the expiration date. Exercising the option means forfeiting this remaining value. However, the exception to this rule occurs when options trade deep in the money, as is the case with our CLBT $20 strike put options. In these cases, the time value of the option becomes virtually non-existent because the odds of the stock price moving out of the money have collapsed. Plus, there are few natural buyers for options that are deep in the money, causing liquidity to collapse. This means the spread between the bid and ask becomes very wide, and thus trying to sell the option back into the market often results in a worse price than simply exercising the option at the strike price. That's why deep-in-the-money options are more likely to become exercised before the expiration date. But for our purposes, it doesn't matter whether the option is exercised early or on the expiration date, for two reasons. We have limited ourselves to only selling cash-secured puts, where our broker automatically sets aside the cash to fulfill the share purchase commitment upfront. Since we've already set the necessary cash aside for our purchase commitment, we don't have to worry about an unexpected cash call on the account that we're unprepared to fulfill. We will only sell puts on businesses that we want to own, at strike prices we view as attractive. So regardless of when the purchase commitment is exercised by the counterparty, we're willing and able to take ownership of the shares in place of the put sale. Of course, with the benefit of hindsight, we were wrong on the timing of this trade. Had we anticipated the software apocalypse that sent the entire sector into one of its sharpest declines on record, we would have been buyers of Cellebrite puts rather than sellers. But we sadly don't have access to a crystal ball. As a result, we'll likely take a 100% loss on the CLBT call options. And assuming our puts get exercised into the purchase of shares, we'll likely end up owning 400 shares of CLBT at a cost basis of approximately $16.50, a price we're perfectly happy to have bought shares at for the long run. We remain bullish on the long-term prospects of Cellebrite's business, which continues performing exceptionally well despite the poor share price performance. As we've covered in prior updates, Cellebrite's revenue is growing at just shy of 20% annually, with several key catalysts that could re-accelerate growth this year. Plus, the business is generating stellar free cash flow margins exceeding 30%, with excellent customer retention rates well above 100%. The only thing that's changed since we first recommended CLBT shares is the valuation has become much more attractive, down to just over 15x this year's expected free cash flow. That's a more than 50% discount to the S&P 500, for a business that we would argue deserves a premium multiple versus the market. Given this discounted valuation, we plan to continue holding the put position and look forward to eventually owning shares. With sentiment about as washed out as we've ever seen it for software stocks, it doesn't take much to flip the mood. A case in point, shares of collaborative software platform Figma, NYSE, FIG, have gained 50% in the past 2 weeks, fueled in part by news of a $36.5 million insider purchase from director Reed Phillips. We find it interesting that investors are more willing to get excited about an insider buy rather than the stellar earnings results the company reported, which were met with further selling pressure. And while many stocks in the sector have rebounded, we believe it may be too early to call the bottom just yet. Fortunately, solid performance from the rest of the portfolio has more than offset the losses in our software holdings. This includes new price breakouts following strong quarterly reports: Celsius, NASDAQ, Cell, Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, and LandBridge, NYSE, Pound. Given a busy week of travel and weather-related delays, up to Porter's Farm for in-person meetings and video shoots, I'll be postponing the analysis of these latest earnings reports until next week. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, February 26th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Celsius, NASDAQ, Cell, $40 put, the position size equals 1 by 100x $40 equals $4,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here, the June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here, the October 30th recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ QQQ, put option can be found here, the July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here, the August 21st recommendation of Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, can be found here, the September 2nd recommendation of the iShares Silver Trust ETF, NYSE, SLV, can be found here. The September 18th recommendation of PayPal, NASDAQ, Pipple, can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of the Celebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, risk reversal options trade can be found here. The December 19th recommendation of Nike, NYSE, NKE, can be found here. The January 9th recommendation of the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option can be found here. The January 13th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls and WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, cash secured puts can be found here. The February 4th recommendation of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, cash secured puts can be found here. Plus, the following trades published on Thursday, December 4th, can be found here. They are the purchase of 100 shares of Celsius, NASDAQ, Cell, and the sale of one Cell $40 cash secured put, expiring March 20, 26, the purchase of 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and the sale of one BAH $100 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of one Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of two Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, $40 cash secured puts, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of one Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $32.50 cash secured put, expiring March 20, 2026, the sale of seven Kenvue, NYSE, Cavu, $17 cash secured puts, expiring March 20, 2026. Next, we're pleased to report on several recent subscriber success stories we've recently received in the mailbag. Mailbag, please note that nothing we write should ever be considered individual investment advice, as we are not licensed to provide such guidance. This material is for educational purposes only, and we recommend consulting with a licensed financial advisor for individual investment advice. The first mailbag letter comes from Brady G., who notched a big win on Figma calls. Hi Ross, following the Trading Club recommendation, I bought 100 shares of Fig on January 23rd. When the stock dropped due to Claude-related concerns, you reassured me via the Trading Club forum that the market was overreacting and that the original thesis on Fig was still positive. With my account over $140,000, on February 3rd, I purchased 4 Fig $23 calls expiring March 13, 2026, at $2.06. I closed them yesterday at $8.65 each, a $2,633 gain in 23 days with only $824 risked. The Trading Club's returns, support, forums, and education have been exceptional. Thank you, Brady G., satisfied Trading Club member. Next up, we have the following letter from HC, who wrote in about a covered call trade on LandBridge. Pound reported earnings last night and the stock has increased significantly. I went ahead and sold a $80 covered call XB417 and received $450 in premium. We are up significantly on this position. Thanks for all you do at the Trading Club. Ross response, well done to each of you. This is exactly what we're trying to achieve with the Trading Club, providing the basic guidance and framework that showcases the power of options trading, so that each subscriber can implement these strategies in whatever way best suits their risk/return objectives. When we've taught you how to fish, rather than simply providing the meal, is when we know we've succeeded. Thank you both for sharing your success stories, and we hope there's many more to come. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. If you haven't yet checked it out, click here to gain access and join the conversation. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Click on the portfolio to enlarge and view it in a new window. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.